Hey, it's 2023. You want to get started in real estate and you're not sure where to get started. You're not sure if it's even worth the risk. I want to give you the 7 steps right now if you're serious about getting started in real estate investing. If you are serious about building your short-term rental business to $10,000, $20,000, maybe even $30,000 a month or more, you have come to the right place. My name is Kyle Stanley, and this is the Fearless Investor Podcast, where we teach you all things short-term rentals. The best guests, the best tools, the best strategies. There are so many investing paths out there. It can be seriously overwhelming to start out as a new investor, but take it from me, short-term rentals is the best and the quickest way to build your cash flow. So buckle up, listen in, and get ready to conquer the world of short-term rentals. Here we go. Hey, Team Fearless, I just want to take a quick break from this podcast to talk about funding your furnishings. If you're listening to the Fearless Investor Podcast, then you probably want to do the Airbnb arbitrage model. Reason being, it's a low barrier of entry, right? $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to buy furniture with someone else's property. And sure, you can use your own bank account or you can raise the money at a low interest rate from a friend or family member. But wouldn't you rather get that money at 0% interest, aka free money? That's what my friends at Pathway Financial can do for you. Pathway Financial helps people like you get 0% interest credit cards so you don't have to have the financial stress of putting down a ton of money up front for your deals. Think about that for a second. How many arbitrage deals could you do if money was not a concern? Well, that could be the exact possibility with Pathway Financial's help. Get a free quote from them today. Go to fearlesskyle.com/pathwayfinancial to find out how much you can get pre-approved for right now. And don't worry, it won't have any impact on your credit score because it's a soft inquiry. So go once again to fearlesskyle.com/pathwayfinancial and get that free quote. Hey, Fearless community, before we get the show started, I want to let you know that you now have the chance to get direct access to me in order to grow and strengthen your short-term rental business. How? The Six-Figure Formula membership. I'm the only one in this space offering this value-packed membership for a stupid low price of $49 per month. And you get access to me, my podcast guests, you get to be a part of our amazing private community, you get our full A to Z Business in a Box STR Kickstart course, and maybe most exciting, especially for me, you get exclusive discounts that we worked for months to get that no one else is getting out there. Price Labs, AirDNA, NoiseAware, HostAway, and so many more at your fingertips. So become a part of this 6FF movement. Get started today for just $49 a month at fearlesskyle.com/6FF. Hey, welcome into the Fearless Investor YouTube channel and podcast if you're listening on any podcast platform. I'm really excited about this topic because I actually had one of my audience members reach out to me recently and say, hey, if you were to get started in real estate today, what would be the first maybe 2 or 3 steps that you would take? And I ended up writing it out and I thought to myself, you know what? This would actually make a really good video to share with everyone. So I'm giving you not the 2 or 3 steps, but the 7 exact steps to master if you're serious about getting started in real estate investing here in 2023 and beyond. And that's one of the things I want to make sure you know, no matter if it's 2023 or 2029 or 2045, all of these steps apply no matter when you are getting started in real estate. So if you're watching this a couple of years later, know that you can still start with this exact same process and have success. So what makes me classified to give you this kind of advice? Well, if you've been a listener for a while now, you probably already know my story. But for those of you that are brand new, basically, I got into flipping right out of the gate in 2019. It was the first time I'd ever made over 6 figures in anything I'd ever done. I was a struggling entrepreneur before that. Flipping allowed me to be able to make 6 figures in year one. Then in 2020, I started to realize, hey, this whole Airbnb thing that I've been doing on the side is actually kind of taking off. And post-pandemic, people want to still do Airbnb in our area here in Fresno, California. And before I knew it, boom, overnight, I had a managing business with managing other people's Airbnbs. And now today we have over 50 properties. In 2022, we gross over $2.5 million of revenue. And me personally putting about $20,000 to $30,000 after all expenses, after paying my team in my pocket every single month. But what I will say is I've been doing a lot of different deals as well. Creative financing, BRRRR strategy, buy and hold, storage facilities, the list goes on. I love getting diversified. And that's why I'm going to show you a few different exit strategies here today. So without further ado, let's get to step number one. And that is really simple. I want you to make a committed decision. What do I mean by that? I don't want you to just go out and say, I want to try real estate. I want to try to do whatever exit strategy that you're looking to do. That's not going to yield success. I got the best piece of advice when I first started real estate from a good mentor and friend of mine, Ryan Carmody. He said, if you try to do this part-time, you'll lose money. And if you do this full-time and you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. So make a committed decision right out of the gate. And I recommend this exercise. It's called the 7 layers of why. Go ahead and sit down and say, why do I want to get started in real estate? And maybe your answer is something like, I want to make $10,000 a month. Well, then you're going to go to the second layer and ask yourself, why again? Well, maybe I want to make $10,000 a month because it's going to replace my full-time income. Okay. Third step, why? Well, I might want to replace my income because of yada, yada, yada. You're going to ask yourself that 7 times until you get down to the core of why you're really doing this. And if that doesn't move you, if it doesn't make you, maybe you don't have to tear up or get really emotional, but if it doesn't at least bring some sort of emotion inside of you, then you're probably not truly ready to get started into this new venture of real estate investing. But if it does, and you get even jacked up and more excited about it, then I think you've gotten your answer. You're ready to make a committed decision. Then at that point, I would put some skin in the game. When you do this for free or when you put in no money, it's not that much of a risk, right? You don't feel like you've really put any skin in the game to make it feel like you're going to lose anything. I put $30,000 into education to get started in flipping. And again, it made me over $100,000 in year one. So I had a 3x return on that $30,000 that I invested. But what I will say is that $30,000 got me super serious about going from, hey, this is something I would like to have work, to now I need to make this work because I got $30,000 down in this thing. Step number two, start learning. Now, you've already taken actually one of those steps by watching or listening to this video. So keep on doing this. Watch and listen to the Fearless Investor channel. Also, read a great book. It's one of the books that's changed everyone's lives when it comes to real estate investing. Whenever I ask people what's their number one real estate book, almost 90% of the time, it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Go check it out. It'll change your mindset on how you view money and how you view real estate as well. And then another channel that I really enjoy, one of the ones that was a contributing factor to why I got into real estate, was actually the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. It used to be hosted by Brandon Turner and David Green. They've had a few different hosts now, but either way, it's going to give you great inspiration because you're going to hear stories from everyday average people just like yourself that are finding success in real estate. And the other amazing part is it'll talk about multiple exit strategies from flipping and wholesaling and all the ones that I'm actually about to introduce to you right now. And that is step number three, pick a lane. It is so easy to get shiny object syndrome when it comes to this industry. You can do Airbnb, you can do wholesaling, you can do flipping, you can do the BRRRR strategy, you can do creative financing, you can do storage facilities, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, which one do I pick and who do I pick as my mentor? And I just need to just tell you, take a breath for a second and do some research ahead of time. I'm going to list a few different resources down below from people who are doing these exit strategies that are teaching it really well. And I want you to really dive in and say which one of these from a risk and reward standpoint and maybe a upfront capital standpoint, do I have the most likelihood of being successful at in not only the short term, but also the long term? Now me, again, I started in flipping and I did a few wholesale deals. I did a couple creative financing deals. But what I found was that that was an active income that was always going to be, if I wasn't in it and turning that wheel, I wasn't going to be making money. So I wanted to find something a little bit more passive. And I had started doing Airbnb on the side. And before I knew it, I was solving a problem for a lot of people in my market, telling them, hey, you know, you can make extra money doing short-term rentals instead of long-term rentals, and I'll manage it for you. And by me managing it for you, it makes it passive for you. And I got to take a little bit off the top of every single deal without owning the properties. Now, that was an amazing way for me to be able to expand a portfolio of properties I didn't own, but also make it passive because we were creating so much revenue, so much income, that I was able to outsource a lot of that work to team members that I hired and showed them how to do it. So now today I put in about 3 to 5 hours of work a week. And again, we'll do anywhere between $20,000 to $30,000 after paying all my employees, after expenses in my pocket. So if Airbnb feels like the option for you, go ahead and stick on this channel for all the free content. But if you're serious about getting started, go check out my paid membership at fearlesskyle.com/6FF. Now, if you're not sure if it's Airbnb, if you think it might be one of those other strategies and you want to learn what what those strategies are first, which I really do recommend. And go ahead and go down to the description below. You'll see all the resources that I recommend for each individual exit strategy. All right, listen up. If you are not using Price Labs, you are literally throwing money in the trash. Dynamic pricing is a must in our industry. If you don't know what that is, dynamic pricing is just a fancy term for supply and demand pricing. When demand is high, Price Labs will get you high price bookings. And when demand is low, it will fill up your calendar while the competition overprices themselves and leaves everything vacant. I was dumb in the beginning of my short-term rental journey. I thought I could do it all without Price Labs. So one day I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm gonna try this thing out. And immediately my income went up 15 to 20% on my listings. I really was kicking myself. I should have been using this from the beginning. So don't make the same mistake as me. Get started with your free 30-day trial at fearlesskyle.com/Price Labs. Or even better, how about getting 25% off your first 6 months as a thank you for being a part of the STR six-figure formula membership? That's right. Go to fearlesskyle.com/6FF to become a member and claim that discount today. Step number four might be the most important. Get really good at underwriting deals. If you're not good at analyzing a deal, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a ton of analysis paralysis. You're not going to make decisions. You're not going to be able to go out there and make confident decisions in, I know this is going to make money, or I know this is going to lose money. When you aren't able to underwrite deals and analyze them from a perspective of knowing what the outcome is going to be, then you just straight up don't know what you're doing. That's at the end of the day what it is. And no one is going to work with you if you don't know what the deals look like. The best thing that I ever did is I made a calculator that showed me exactly what I would make and what my clients would make when it came to raising money to do an Airbnb deal. It showed them, bottom line, here's what you invest and here's what you're going to make, what the ROI is on that. For those of you that are brand new, that's return on investment, which is simply calculated with how much money did you invest. Now, how much money are you going to make in year one? You take that calculation, divide year one into what you invested, and that's what the ROI is. So for example, if I invest $10,000 and I make $1,000 in year one, that's a 10% ROI. If I make $2,000, that's a 20% ROI. So that's how we're calculating this. And when I was able to show these investors and show myself what I was going to invest or what they were going to invest and what they were going to make back, it helped them make easy and quick decisions. Instead of these other people out there, they're like, well, we might be able to do that. It might make this much money. I'm not quite sure. And it gets everyone in an analysis paralysis type of mindset. So get really good at underwriting deals no matter which exit strategy you pick. Now that you've built up some of the knowledge, some of the confidence, number five is go out there and network your face off. Your best asset in this industry is the relationships that you build. They are your bulletproof shield. And what I mean by that is if you can build relationships with people that are going to do deals with you or that are going to help you underwrite deals, are going to help you raise money, are going to help you in making the next steps, whether those are mentors or colleagues or people that might be even on your buyer's list if you're looking to sell those deals. When you network, you find people in all of those different categories and they help make your business solid. They help make your mindset solid too. There's no doubt in my mind that when I hear that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, that is 100% the absolute truth. And that's why you need to be networking your face off to not only raise your level, raise your money mindset, but also be able to bring in the people that are going to help support you in dominating this business. And while you're networking, you're going to find that there's going to be people that want to give you money. And that's number six, get really good at raising money. Now, this kind of goes back to number four with underwriting deals. If you can get really good at underwriting deals and showing the investor, here's what you're going to make with me if you invest on this deal, then that's going to help you get really good at raising money. It's true what they say. If you get a good deal, then the money will follow. I'm telling you, when I've had really great deals, money has come to me like that. I've raised millions of dollars when it comes to real estate. In the deals that the money was just a no-brainer, the money came quick. The deals that were a little bit tighter, I noticed I had to use a little bit more of my money, or I had to do a little bit more reaching out and find some of the people that were desperate for deals. So if you find okay deals, you're going to be meh at raising money. If you can find really good deals, then you'll be really good at raising money. But that also comes down to a few other things about who you are as a person, right? Like, are you actually following through with what you say you're going to do? Are you getting results for people? Are you actually sending them the money, right? And not scamming people. People do business with other people that they know, like, and trust. So if you know them already and they like you, now the idea is you have to gain their trust by really following through on what you say you're going to do. And the good thing about these last two, right, the networking and the raising money, I would recommend going to meetup groups in your local area. You can find that at meetup.com. You can call other real estate investors or other realtors in the area and ask them what meetups they're going to, and make sure that you go there with the mindset of building relationships. I would also look up Facebook groups in your area or in your industry. And lastly, masterminds. Masterminds are essentially paid memberships where you surround yourself with like-minded people that are helping you to elevate your business. That's one of the best ways that you can invest in yourself so you can build a great network around you. And that leads to a lot of great opportunities to raise money. And lastly, when you actually get into doing the dang thing, right, whether it's flipping or wholesaling or any of these exit strategies, Airbnb, you're going to notice, hey, there's actual operations that go into this. And so what I'm going to recommend is number 7. This is the cherry on top. When you're actually doing the deals, document all of the things that you're doing, because eventually one day you want to take this active income and turn it into passive income. And the way to do that is by creating a really great team around you that is going to do all of the day-to-day operations. And if you have documented all of your day-to-day operations over the years or over the months or however long it takes you to be able to create enough income to outsource most of this, then it's going to be a really easy situation for you to be able to say, hey, I've already documented everything. Here's my playbook, or here's my company manual, or here's every single thing that we do in our business on a day-to-day basis. Now you can take this over. And now that person is more like middle management, where you check in with them and they're working with the team. They're working with the contractors. They're working with the handyman. They're working with your cleaners and all your guests if you're doing Airbnb. And they're the ones that now you just report to one person and say, how are things going? What can I do to support you? What can I do to help you out? How much easier is that, right? That's what I do on a daily/weekly basis, is I just check in with one person and that person tells me everything that's going on in the business. And if I need to get into the weeds a little bit to help them, I do that. But most of the time they have it all taken care of because I've created great processes and systems that they can just follow in our company manual. There's your 7 steps for how to get started in real estate investing. And like I said, this was actually a question from one of my audience members. So if you have a question, maybe I'll turn it into a YouTube video to give you a really good response and give everyone else the opportunity to be able to see what's going on in my mind when it comes to the solution for your question. So make sure that you go ahead and comment on this video with maybe a topic that you're looking for me to talk about, whether it's Airbnb or real estate investing related. We'll see you next time on the Fearless Investor YouTube channel and podcast. We're helping you to conquer the world of short-term rentals and real estate investing. Hey, Fearless Investor community, thanks again for listening to this episode of The Fearless Investor. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. And for more free content, check out my YouTube channel, also called The Fearless Investor, and our website, www.fearlesskyle.com. Until next time, keep on conquering the world of short-term rentals.